Welcome to the Tony Johnson Radio Show with your hosts, the Mega Powers, Tony Johnson and Dominoso. For you, baby.
Hey, what's going on, folks? Tony Johnson here. Welcome to the Tony Johnson Radio Show. I am your host, Tony Johnson, my co-host, Dominoso, in case you didn't know. So, as I punch you in the shoulder.
I'm sorry. I'm excited.
I can tell. Yeah. Got the little Spider-Man situation going on.
Spider-Man. Comic books.
Hey, you're a comic book fan. Yeah. Get out of here. I would have never guessed that.
Okay, I lied. I'm not a comic book fan, but I am a superhero fan.
Hold on, I feel like it's wrong to lie on Sunday because it's Jesus Day.
Every day is Jesus Day.
But still.
Every day is wrong to lie.
I wasn't lying,
I was kidding around because I told you the truth immediately after.
So stupid, man.
I'm being serious.
Oh my gosh. Guys, welcome to the Tony Johnson Show.
Joe.
So, check it out, guys. We're doing something different tonight. We're going to be airing our show on Facebook.com/The Tony Johnson Show as well as YouTube. So, look for that tonight. Had to take a little hiatus from Blog Talk because there are being some
blocker.
Oh my gosh, speaking of this whole the little rapping thing, what's the deal with this Young Thug dude? He's got this song called The Lifestyle. And have you read the lyrics?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I've just seen parodies of what people think the lyrics are. Have you seen any of the parodies?
No. Oh, I have not seen the parodies, Tony. But
I posted one. I would tag.
You gotta put that on the
website. The Tony Johnson Show.
Lifestyle lyrics. And we're pulling it up right now because I was in the car with Joshua and we were heading out to a Halloween party. And I'll get into that in our mega weekend. But okay, this is how it goes. Rich home thugga in this mother, you know what. Rich homie thugga in this.
In the beat of the song.
Okay. Rich homie thugga
in the rich. Let me try it.
But you can't say the M word.
Okay, wait. Where is it? Rich homie thugga in this. No, I can't say it.
See?
Wait. $1 million Visa card. Still screaming. What? Wow. I can't.
But he's saying all that, though.
Wow.
You know, it'd be really...
Living life like a beginning. This only the beginning. I'm done.
So Josh had a theory, right? It made perfect sense.
Yeah.
He thought he was talking about a girl, you know, doing him. Because there is a condom called Lifestyle.
Oh, my God.
So... I listened to it. I was like, that would totally make sense.
It would,
but he's not talking about
that.
No, he's not. Because when you read the lyrics, it's like... Kudos to you, man.
He's so red. He's so red right now. Oh, my God.
But, guys, man.
You just embarrassed your friend.
I embarrassed you. I'm going to give you a hug later on the air. But anyways, so, all right, we're going to get into some, we're going to be talking about right person, wrong time tonight. Mm-hmm. And let's get into some headlines before we do the mega weekend. Over this week, the Marysville shooting took place. Mm-hmm. Eyewitnesses say that Jalen Freiberg opened fire in a high school cafeteria, leaving 2 dead and 4 injured. After the shots were over, Jalen then turned the pistol on himself and thus taking his own life. This marks the 29th shooting in America's schools.
So Jalen, actually, he was the homecoming.
He was homecoming prince, and he was the star of his football team.
Yeah. It's crazy.
However, there were tweets that he's been putting out since August saying that he's going to make everybody remember me. Y'all going to, be mad about what I do next. What? No, he said, y'all gonna be mad about what happens next. So, it's pretty sad.
So the fact that he was homecoming prince and star football player.
I just don't understand that. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand where he's coming from. And, yeah, you know,
there had to be something else going on.
But we would never know because he shot himself.
Wow.
So, it was crazy, man.
Yeah, here's some of his tweets. He said, I hate that I can't live without you. Wait, I love you, baby girl. He posted on his picture of him and his girlfriend.
Apparently they broke up.
Yeah, I promise to love you for the rest of my life. And after they broke up, he started, like, everything changed. He's like, I hate that I can't live without you, sad face, emoticons. You're not going to like what happens next. It won't last. It'll never last. Mm-hmm. So he's 16 years old.
Yeah, and all that can be found, you know, if you guys want to have that time to read it,
yeah.
I suggest that you don't. But you can find it on yahoonews.com. Marysville shooting. So, heartfelt condolences come to those who were involved in that. It's very sad. I don't know, man. It's just like some people don't know how to deal with their own problems. Don't know how to handle rejection. So, it's pretty crazy.
It is,
But
the way some people are taking this story too, they're like, some of the things they said are like, he wasn't a bad kid, he just made a mistake. And they're using the word mistake a lot.
A lot of people have already forgiven him.
Well, that's
I mean granted,
that could be expected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like
you're young, you don't know what to do. If depending on how his home life was, maybe he doesn't have anybody he can talk to. He doesn't know who he can talk to about what's going on in his head and how to best deal with it.
But from what I understand, him and his father were pretty close. There was like pictures and videos of him going hunting with deer. So
yeah, that's on another level. To be on the more emotional side, where I'm telling you about how I feel with your father, is totally different.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a little different.
It's sad, but
to spend time with the person rather than being emotional with the person.
Yeah. So, like I said, again, our hearts and condolences go out to the families, those in Seattle, Washington, where the incident took place. So that's really sad, man. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Woo!
And
say the
boobies.
Yes.
I'm not going to say the other word.
Breast?
No. I'm not going to say the T word. Apparently, that's not what you're supposed to say.
Teats?
Not the Tadas. It's the...
Teats?
There you go.
They said in... what movie was that? Meet the Fockers?
Yeah. I didn't get backlash, but I got laughed at real hard. I was like, I thought that's what you're supposed to say.
Where did you say this word?
I said it on the air, the week before last.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said save the...
Yeah.
Itties. Eat.
Yeah. And I said it, and I was like, well, let's save the tatas. No, the...
Hitties. There we go. I did not get any backlash, but somebody laughed at me real hard. I was like, wow, yeah. I was really... And I'm wearing my...
I mean, it's funny.
Whoa, wrong wrist. My pink bracelet for the month of...
So they have this thing October. On Instagram right now where they're posting pictures of people's children and they're, like, holding up signs of they're getting kids more involved with breast cancer awareness.
Yeah.
And they'll, like, post pictures of a baby holding something that says breast cancer awareness, save my grandma, stuff like that.
Mm.
Or my auntie or my mommy or something like that. To pull from a more emotional side.
Wait, let me ask you something. This is just my curiosity. Why is Breast Cancer Awareness Month in the month of October? Because, all right, I'm just saying, like, when they take those walks, it's cold.
All the other months are taken, probably.
Not really. I mean, month? I mean, I think May is... Tartar sauce, man. I actually went online...
Uh-huh.
And was like, I'm so sick and tired of being a Johnny-come-lately when it comes to this whole month awareness stuff, and people are like posting stuff on social media, and you and I being a radio, I feel like we got to be on top of stuff like that. So, I've been trying to look over the months, like what happens in this month, what happens in that month.
Yeah, did you find it?
I found it, but I didn't save it. I found it, but I was like, oh, I'll remember it, and then like as soon as we got on the air, I forget all of it.
Oh, goodness.
So yeah, but shout out to all those this past weekend that were running and walking for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You just passed it, bro.
Well, no, it's
no, stop, 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 stop. What's November?
November is down here. November is lung cancer, pancreatic.
Okay.
Alzheimer's, diabetes, epilepsy, mental health, child mental health, excuse me, healthy skin. So, wow. I mean, every month is shared by multiple.
But there's ailments. Like an over, what there's like one that just like kind of just opens up the whole month. Like, this is breast cancer awareness.
Yeah, breast cancer. From beginning it's to also end. Down syndrome month. So, breast cancer is overriding the Down syndrome. And in September is prostate cancer awareness.
And it's blue. I need to get me one of those, bro. But yeah, so shout out to those who are
bladder
supporting.
Cancer.
Bladder cancer. My gosh. All right.
Well, I mean,
can we stop talking about cancer?
I'm
just saying.
It up.
Bladder
cancer actually comes from smoking cigarettes.
Bladder?
Most people bladder cancer get it from smoking cigarettes.
So you mean to tell me.
Somehow all that.
If I take a puff of the Chiva, right?
Yeah.
I could affect my bladder.
Yes. You have a stronger urine smell. Like, it messes with more than just your lungs. I just found this out a couple months ago.
My gosh.
Yes.
You remember, you know, when I was in school, we used to have this high school teacher. He used to smoke, like, all the time, right? So, I remember when Truth just came out in middle school. The Truth. You had one of those, right? In the magazine, they have little cutout things where you can pull them out and put them in different places. Well, somebody grabbed one of my wrestling magazines and cut it out of my wrestling. I almost killed them.
The Truth.
Yeah, like The Truth About Smoking.
Oh, The Truth About Smoking. Yeah. I got it.
So I almost killed this person who took my magazine and cut it out, because you don't cut out of Mr. Tony's magazines. Just saying. But anyways, so they cut it out and they placed it in the keyboard of my teacher's my teacher's computer, and he got so upset. It's not right for you all to judge me, and we're like, well, smoking is wrong, and you know, it's funny. Yeah. But
I mean, I have really close people in my life that are struggling with quitting smoking.
It's hard, man.
I can't imagine. It's as natural to them as tapping a pen for somebody.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it just comes that naturally. When you start smoking a lot, you know how some people either they're tapping a pen or they're twirling their hair. It comes just as natural to smoke the cigarette.
Wow.
It's a habit. It's crazy.
Well, now we know something. Now we're like, you know, I feel like we're what's the word I'm looking for? Advocates. There we go. Smoke. If you smoke, it's a joke. I remember commercials back in the day that had.
The 90s was big on.
Oh my God. It was just smoking cigarettes. It wasn't dope.
Yeah.
It was, don't smoke because it's a joke. That's what they used to say. And then there used to be violence. I remember NFL used to have these commercials. They used to have the kids like outside playing the football game. And some kid got hurt. And some famous football player was like, don't do that. You know, leave it us to the professionals. Do stuff like that and all that stuff. And then you hear the guy say, violence. Don't play that game. Like, I was like, what? That was so dope. So, yeah, man. we are having fun here in the 90s. In the studio, Million Miles Studio. So, how was your weekend?
Restful.
Really?
Pretty restful, yeah. Skype dates.
Five up. Long live the Skype. Let me ask.
I also had a Skype date with my niece for the first time today.
Let me ask you a question.
She tried to come through the laptop.
Do you have a problem with Skype? Like, does it freeze on you?
No.
Dang, must be the freaking Wi-Fi here. Yeah. Ugh!
It's clear. clear. Like, the screen looks good. Everybody looks crystal clear.
So you say your niece is trying to come through the screen? Oh,
she's so cute.
She's big now, isn't she?
She's huge.
Wow.
She's, she's only 7 months. But she's
7 months?
Yeah.
It's been 7 months?
Yeah. Baby's first Christmas. Shout out to Florida. Woo, can't wait to see them.
Tampa. When you gonna go?
Christmas Eve.
Sweet.
Yes.
Two can't times. Wait. What?
Was it 8 more weeks until Christmas?
Is it?
Countdown is on, people. 8 more weeks. Let me count.
So.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oops. I got my phone on silent this time. Aren't you happy for me?
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. 9 more weeks until Christmas.
It's not 9 more weeks till Christmas. That's bogus. No, it's not.
Weeks. It's the end of October. Do you have any plans for Halloween?
Well, I kind of already did something yesterday. We went to a Halloween party and, oh, wait a minute. What we got there?
Oh, I've heard of the Field of
Dreams. Oh, snap. When is that?
I've heard of it.
I think we have,
It runs through this weekend. Mm-hmm. I heard it was great. Yeah. Like, scary.
So.
I want to do it.
You
want to
do it?
I'm down.
I want to do it.
Hold on. I got something for you. Are you ready for it?
Not ready.
Because Christmas time is coming.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa!
Oh, my God! Oh. Santa here? I know him. I know him.
He'll be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah.
Just keep your receipts. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Sign this for me.
Oh, hi.
So we're huge Christmas people in my family.
Really?
Huge Christmas people. I'm by myself in my apartment. I just bought myself a miniature Christmas tree.
A Charlie Brown one?
It's like even smaller than that because it's a tabletop Christmas tree because there's no room in my little apartment for a real Christmas tree.
We're actually going to be, and I'm going to put gonna let everybody know that in December, might have another discussion party. So probably the first weekend in December, first Saturday, that's the 6th of December, we'll have another discussion party right here at the Million Miles Smile Studios. Yeah, I call it Million Miles because my grandmother used to sing a song. All right, and you give me that look. My gosh, you know.
I didn't know why. That's why.
It was so... this guy. No, so you... you Skyped all weekend.
Yeah, I did.
You Skype with your lover. You Skype with your family.
You gotta say a breathy lover.
Your lover. Your lover on the Skype. Baby.
So in love. Love is a beautiful thing.
Love is a wonderful thing. Makes me want to listen to Michael Bolton.
Oh.
No, he had this song called Love is a Wonderful Thing. Shout out to Michael Bolton. I'm listening to you tonight, bro.
Hashtag Michael Bolton.
You're hashtagging, but you're doing the X sign. What are you doing right now?
It was
he's supposed to be doing this. Hashtag unbelievable.
Oh, hashtag
Michael
See,
Bolton.
See, sign language, that means something else. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I saw it on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, that was one of his best skits. With
yes, it was. So, all right, this weekend, I worked out.
Mm-hmm.
I went from 250. No, not 250. I went from 255 to 248.
Congratulations,
yeah,
Tony.
Man. I know.
Lifestyle change. Lifestyle.
Lost the fat and I'm about to get fit. Lifestyle. the struggle is real. But,
As you drink
shout out to Premier Protein.
Woo.
The shake that makes you quake. The protein shake. It doesn't say that, folks.
It is made up a slogan for this protein shake.
But it's really delicious. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Like, I never knew what a protein shake did. So I had to ask Josh. I was like, what is the purpose of this thing? So he said, it's good to drink when you get, like, fatness moments
you want a Philly cheesesteak like I do.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I actually want Taco Bell. So after the show we're probably gonna have to go somewhere.
No. Oh.
What?
This weekend.
What?
This weekend, I met this guy, and he was the funniest. Like, I didn't know he was a comedian. He was just cracking jokes left and right. And weird. I was like, oh, my God, while I was in D.C. So, I met this guy, and he was...
I mean, like, you say you met this guy, like... Okay, I'm waiting for you to finish the story, because it's like...
I was driving for Lyft.
Okay, could you imagine...
If you're ever in D.C., you choose Lyft.
There you go.
Don't choose a taxi.
All right, so...
But, you have anyway, to say I pick up this guy...
Ronnie's on the other side. Get him!
But he already knows about it.
Okay.
So, I pick up this guy, and he's just... Him and his friends are just going crazy. They're just laughing and throwing jokes left and right, and I'm like, this guy is so funny.
He's legitimately funny.
He's legitimately... I can't say
legitimately...
Right now, funny.
Funny.
Yes. Okay. And he, as he's getting out, I'm like, oh my God, you were funny. It was great meeting you. Mm-hmm. Have a great night. And he's like, oh yeah, by the way, check me out. My name's Joshua Pinsley. I'll be at DC Improv next week. I'm like, oh, I gotta go.
You didn't give him a car, did you?
I didn't know. He was already out and gone. Like, he was out of my car. And
oh man,
yeah.
It could have been a potential guest.
I know.
Is he on Facebook?
I had to stalk him now. But, and the thing is, that's his stage name.
Okay, so what?
So, I mean, I can always just show up because, yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Ow, son of a gun.
Because he was funny.
Ow.
I just hope he's as funny on stage as he was in the car. Like, his written stuff may not be as funny. But I'm going to try him out. I mean, he made it to DC Improv.
I mean, let's do it.
Joshua Pinsley. Shout out.
I
can't believe, yeah, he was already out my car. He's like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. See you later. I'm like, okay. Missed opportunity.
Okay, so, like, Josh, I got a question for you. Do you ever have Lyft experiences like she does?
You don't do it.
Yeah, he does.
Unfortunately, I've probably spent more on Lyft than I have made money on Lyft.
Wow.
I've used Lyft more than I've...
Yeah, I do.
You get free rides?
I had to show you how to get free rides.
Oh, there's a way to get free rides?
Yes.
From you, right?
No.
Oh.
There's a way to get free rides. Every time someone's in the car with you that doesn't have the Lyft app, if while you start your ride, you get them to download the app. And when they download the app, Lyft sends you a free ride for getting someone to download the app.
Yes. All right. Note to self.
Yeah.
When in doubt, lift it out.
Yes. Yeah. I just haven't used it or driven as often as I'd
like to. You don't have any experiences.
I've only driven like 3 times. So
really?
Dude,
Best Lyft experience was me going out maybe 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I pick up these kids, well, they weren't kids, adults, out in Arlington. They're like, oh, take us to U Street. We want to go have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And he, his name is Bob Marley.
Continue.
Oh, they were like, oh, let's go. You got to come with us. I'm like, no, I'm driving. I'm trying to make some extra cash. Get out my car. And they're like, no, you got to go. We'll buy you drinks. It'll be a great time. So I was like, you know what? Why not? Let me live a little. I parked my car, and I went out with these random people and had one of the best nights I've had in a long time.
Oh, like, you never cease to amaze me. Like, you could have been butchered, cut up.
On U Street?
Okay. It can happen. All right? It can happen.
I wasn't with them in a dark place down a dark alley. Mm-hmm. I was with them.
Anything in U Street is dark. Go ahead.
U Street is pretty dark for me. But it wasn't too bad. I had a lot of fun.
Well, that's all that matters. And fun, yes. So, yesterday, went to a Halloween party.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Paige. Last name. Gordon. Paige Gordon. PG. I like that. That's so tight. But he threw a wicked, nice Halloween party. Oh, I was a Ghostbuster. Shout out to Paige, and I like to take this time to thank my many, many fans for voting for me for the best dress costume. Because
what did you go as?
A Ghostbuster. Oh, wow. Let me tell you something. Hold on. This is how I know I lost weight. Okay, so I bought the costume on eBay. All right, okay. Costume comes, put it on, have a problem. Right, I look like I was dancing for the Chippendales. Like, I looked like I was about to do something a little strange for a little bit of change. You know what I mean? I was so heated. Like, I have Chyna on Skype. She's like, babe, it looks nice. I'm like, it doesn't look nice. I can't even, like, sit down with a thought. You know what I mean? I hear it. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, no, Scooter.
It's about to rip. And, like, I'm so thankful that, like, Josh, my roommate, did not come home. Because he would have been, like, all on the floor. Because I was I was trying to hurry up and just, like, jump back into my my street clothes.
Yeah.
But, but it was, but you know what? It was hard to get it off, too. Like, I'm trying to, like, you know, fish around for the sleeve and everything. So, like, yeah. But, don't, shut up, right? And then, like, the material was so thin, right? It was so thin that, like, I go to the mirror, and let me tell you what happened with the mirror. You want to know what happened in the mirror? It didn't break. I can see the reflection of my drawers through the costume.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I can't wear this to, because, you know, as everybody knows, I teach preschool.
Yeah.
What do I look like going to preschool, going to my school for the party, and my drawers are showing?
Oh, my God.
Right? So, yeah.
I got to see a picture of this.
You will. I'm about to put it on Facebook, actually.
So you lost weight.
It fits so much better.
Cause yeah, and you can't see your drawers because they're not tied up on your,
hey man,
your butt cheeks.
Hey, man. That's what we do.
How about them butt cheeks?
Hashtag, they look nice. But, but yeah, man. So we had so much fun. Like I said, I like to send a shout out to all those who voted for me. I like to send a shout out to Jesus for making me so wickedly nice in that outfit.
Oh, my God.
And I like to thank my parents for that unresponsible night that they had, and thus far brought me. So shout out to my parents. You know what I mean? For doing a do and having me and doing a hashtag grown up,
yep,
grown up thing. So yeah, shout out to them, and I like to thank no one else but myself too. So, yep. Anyways, and eBay. So, right now we're gonna go into some cool things because we're talking about right person, wrong time. Now, before we get into that, we're gonna talk about something that touches a tad bit on it. Talking about some long distance folks, and guess what? There are some really cool factors when dealing with a long distance relationship. So here are the top 10. Here we go. Number one, communication becomes sacred. Excuse me, becomes sacred. You'll value any and all messages from your partner. Infinitely more. Infinitely more. My gosh, I can't read.
Okay.
So, you read number two.
Only being able to talk at certain times also means you get the happy jitters every time you hear your partner's voice. That's so true.
It is.
Aww. And thankfully, you'll be so eager to catch up that you won't even bother with all the awkward small talk.
Four, Skype, meanwhile, becomes something you're actually looking forward to. And number five, you two become masters of the two-player apps. Always excited for your partner's next move.
Aww.
Number six,
if things go well, distance helps trust and grows exponentially.
Okay. Number seven.
Being separate means you can master being independent in a relationship. You know what being independent in a relationship means?
Meaning, like, you have a life?
Yeah, outside of the relationship.
That doesn't revolve around that person.
Yeah, that's very, it's very important. Some people struggle with that. It's like, oh, I don't feel I don't know what to do because they're not here type of thing. Mm. But in a long-distance relationship, they're always not there, so...
Yeah. And you never feel guilt... number 8, you never feel guilty about taking me time. Number 9, awkward moments between yourself and your significant... Oh, your significant other's parents are completely non-existent. Mm-hmm. Ooh, goodness Lord. I'm not looking forward to that day. Have you met Ronnie's parents?
Oh, plenty of times.
How was that?
They love me.
Ow!
Still, it was awkward.
I feel like doing a smutty toe. Oh my gosh, I just ran my toe into the table.
Oh, I heard it too.
Okay, continue.
But yeah, we I met them years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's more of a... I don't know. I'm comfortable there.
Mm.
I'm comfortable.
That's good.
I'm not like big deal anymore. You know how when you first meet somebody, it's more like a family thing now where I'm just, oh, hey, Dominique, how you doing? It's not like, so what are your plans in life? Oh, okay, what are you doing now?
I do not like those questions.
Those type of questions are gone.
Oh, gosh, the weight is lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah, and now we can just talk about how, I mean, more of a comfortable talk.
Cool, cool. What? And number 10, travel. Adventures are great, especially when the person you love is your destination.
Oh,
check it out. Guess what? This guy's got 2.5 more weeks before he goes to Georgia. Yeah, Duluth, Georgia, Duluth, Duluth, Duluth,
Georgia.
All day through.
Yep.
It's like an old sweet song. Gets Georgia on my mind.
On my mind.
I'm so excited, man.
You should be. It's going to be nice there still. Like,
it
weather-wise.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited. She's got a lot of things planned. She said she picked up a surprise for me. She said, "Oh, I just saw something. I'm gonna it was like a random text. It was I'm on the treadmill listening to my music, and she says to me, "Oh my gosh, babe." I'm like, "Oh Lord, what happened?" "I just found something in the store, and I'm going to get it for you." And I said, "Oh, cool." Well, she showed me a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Some pair of sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "Man, those things are dope."
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I'm like, "Oh, those are the ones you're going to get me?" She's like, "No."
Oh.
Yeah. way to shut down my dreams,
yeah.
Right? So I was like, "So why do you show me shoes?"
Yeah.
"Oh, I just thought they looked nice for me." I was like, "Oh, woo, man!" But
dang.
It's all good though. It's all good. She just said, she was like, "I just wanted to show you what they look like." So shout out to her. I have no idea what she has planned. I'm kind of nervous about that, but I'm nervous in a good way. So, but yeah, man. So. Right person, wrong time. What do we got? What do we got? Like, okay. Have you ever felt like you met the right person at the wrong time?
Yes.
How so?
Okay, so one situation would be, well, one situation was,
mm-hmm.
when you meet somebody, it's the right person. It's the right person. It's just
really
so weird.
I don't know. I don't know the faces.
Making
faces over there.
I don't know. It's very weird. But anyway, wrong time being like just getting out of a relationship.
Okay.
Absolutely wrong time. I met this great guy, but no, it's not going to work because now it's considered a rebound. No matter how you try to make that relationship work, it still never seems to work fresh out of another relationship.
See,
you understand what I'm saying? I kind of talked in circles.
You kind of did, but I got a gist of what you're saying. So you're saying one of the number one reasons, well, not number one reasons, one of the first things would be just getting out of a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Might be the right person, but the wrong time.
Because you still have feelings for that other person?
No, even if you can say out your mouth, "Oh God, I can't stand it," blah blah blah. It's still fresh. If it's still fresh, then
what's fresh? Like, okay, coming out of a 7-9 year relationship.
It, you know what? Fresh to me depends on the person. Some people can turn it on and off and be like, "I'm over it. I'm done. I'm over it." Other people.
I love you, Domo. I do. I love you so much.
They kind of harbor Is that the right word?
Yeah, harbor.
Yeah, they kind of harbor on it, and it'll take like a year and a half to get over a 3-year relationship, a 4-year relationship.
Mm.
I'm not the type of person to put a time on anything dealing with relationships, friendships, or romantic relationships. I think it completely depends on the person.
Yeah.
Like, well, one time, I was in a relationship, and within 2 months or so of getting out that relationship, the relationship lasted, was like 9 months, almost, probably 10 months.
Are you
months.
About to fart or something?
No, I was like, pulling
leaning,
my,
like,
no, I was pulling sideways. My leg. I was pulling my leg from under me so it can hang because it was falling asleep.
Jeez. It looked like you're about to rip one.
No, girls don't do that.
You're right. Shout out to Kirkland's Water. Swig of water for the working man.
Yeah. That
continue
just happened.
Your story.
I was ready within a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Is it the fact that you just feel like you can't be alone?
No, it was the fact that I truly wasn't in love with the person. I was dating the person. Wasn't in love with them. Didn't realize until afterward. It was the fact that our relationship started to crumble apart the last 3 months. So there wasn't really that attachment anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because emotionally we had disconnected already.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So, I mean, there was more than a month's time. But from the time we said, you know what, this isn't going to work, and we agreed that this isn't going to work, by a month later, I was like, okay, well, I think this will work. Yep.
Hmm.
But okay. It was also with somebody that wasn't completely new. Is with Ronnie now. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's not completely, totally new, because y'all knew each other in high school.
Mm-hmm. Well, college.
Okay, yeah. College, high school, school. Same difference. So would you say it's refreshing that you don't have to start all over again meeting a new person?
Yeah.
That's like one of the big big woohoos about meeting somebody you used to know back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Well,
any personal experiences?
From me, see, I never really knock on wood, never really been a rebounder.
Mm-hmm.
For me, mine would have to do so more with my life versus like just getting out of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I always see it before it even happens. Like, everything seems to be going hunky dory, and oh man, this is about to happen for me. Oh, this is about to happen for me. Then a girl comes. I will be the first one to say that when I started this crusade on getting this radio show back on the air, I said, this is going to be my girlfriend. It's going to be my wife. This is going to be my lady. This is going to be my main squeeze. This is going to be my woman crush Wednesday.
Yes.
And then I met a lovely lady. I was charmed by her Latina strength.
Yeah. Yeah, that just happened.
No,
we're just going to...
Gonna act like I never said that. Yeah. I didn't know what I was going to say. But, and I'm not saying, oh man, it's all her fault. No, I really feel like you just can't help who you fall for. You know what I mean? And I feel like love is untimely.
Mm.
What do you say about that?
I believe that you can help who you fall in love with.
Really?
I think you can stop it from happening.
Really?
Yep. I think even if you love that person, you can make up in your mind that, no, I love that person, but I'm not going to be with that person.
So.
And move on.
Okay. So what is the case for you and Ronnie? Can you say, this ain't going to work?
Mm-mm.
Like right now? No, of course you can't, right?
Yeah. But there's been instances where I have.
Really?
Yeah. Where I'm like, you know what? I love you. I care about you, but I can't do this. There's no way. And that's an instance of you loving somebody, but saying, yeah, no. No.
Yeah. Psh. Five.
Air.
So
high five.
I agree with you. I still believe that it's untimely. It's based off the person.
Yeah.
I myself, like I said, mm-hmm. I can't stop it. Once it's there, it's mm-hmm. there. You know what I mean? So,
I think of all the things that just make me upset. And I'm like, oh, that's not going to work. 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 No, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. And eventually, I'm like, okay, on to the next.
What do you think?
I think she's right. I think that you can love someone, but if it's toxic, you can be blinded by that love. And
yeah,
when you begin to experience what she's talking about, you're able to see the toxic nature of that love. So you love the person, but you're like, I can't bang with you.
Yeah.
What makes it toxic?
A bunch of different things. It could be emotional abuse. It can be something not as severe as as them, the little nitpicky things that they keep doing that you ask them not to do.
That's not good for my water. Go ahead. I'm
sorry. Was a little dramatic. It was your water that fell?
Yeah.
Not your cell phone? Not your laptop?
No, that's my water.
Not your baby? It was my water.
Oh, no. My water. Oh, no. Somebody get it.
That was great.
So, all right. Goodness. We all know the common signs. What is the right time? First start off by saying that. We all know the common signs are butterflies. Twerking in your stomach.
What?
Twerking.
Butterflies.
Flap them wings. All right. The constant urge to want to be sick when you see that person in the face.
What?
The verbal diarrhea that tumbles from the mouth, meaning like you just can't help what you say. It just keeps on spewing out. So you're in love, my friend. And she goes like,
when you're sick, when you see the person?
No. Listen. All right. It's right in front of you, Damo. Why don't you read it? Of course you can't read it because you're underneath the table laughing. This guy. All right, I'm going to read it to y'all again. We all know the common signs. Butterflies twerking in the stomach. The constant urge to puke when you see the person's face.
What? Dude.
All right.
Okay, another way of saying that. I'm just saying, getting nauseous because you're so anxious. Nervous and anxious that you feel like you're going to puke when you see that person's face.
I am like Ron Burgundy. I would read what's the word in front of
me. Without
the
I get the anxious
feeling, but not like that. But so moving
some
on.
People get nauseous when they're anxious.
I do. I used to like
or upset stomach.
I used to be on the verge of throwing up before every concert choir song. Ooh. Yeah, like
concert choir. That's that gangster stuff.
No, but I'm talking about real concert choir in Florida. Shout out to Mr. Davis, my old high school music teacher. He used to make me real nervous to the point where I had to take a bottle of water with me while we're going on the stage. Cause, huh? Oh, yeah. Number three. My bad. Let's go on. So, we dig down in the bolts, and we kind of get, like, in a sense, like I said, you get stuck with that person. Like, there's no moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, all
right. So, that's the wrong, right person, wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when you get, like, stuck in a relationship, you're in a routine.
Yeah.
Things become too routine, becomes too boring.
Kind of takes you off.
So that makes it the wrong time?
Well, in my case, it's just, like, kind of taking me off course of what I need to get done.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, yours...
I think that's one of the hardest things about a relationship, learning how to...
Continue your life.
Continue your life and figure out how to add this other person and their vision of what life should be into what your vision of life is supposed to be.
Yeah, because it doesn't help when two people are dreamers and there's not that one person that has that light bulb of reality.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like, for me, somebody has to be that reality type person and be like, okay, all right, well, until then, let's just start from here.
Yeah, that's a balance.
So
balance is needed. Well, I mean, I have a cousin. Both of them are dreamers. Both of them are high in the clouds, all over the place, and they've made it work. He is 27 years old and doing very well for himself with his dreamer attitude in his brain and his wife's high in the sky attitude.
So what problems do you see that they have?
The problems they had is their advice to his younger sisters and siblings, because their advice wasn't logical. They don't think logical. Like, they'll say, oh, you're not doing well in school. Well, just leave school and go find yourself in the woods and meet
the animals. They're like those 1960 like, peace be with you kind of people.
Well, not necessarily, just very out there.
Oh, my. Yeah. Okay, so
there's not a balance.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, leads to our next question. Do you really want this? We meet someone new. We have a great time with them, and then all of a sudden, we're dating. We're dating that person exclusively. If you don't want to be in a committed relationship with that person, don't let the good times take over the decisions. Mm-hmm. It won't be so fun after a month or so.
Yeah.
So don't let Josh said, don't let love blind you, because mm-hmm. love can be blind.
It's got to happen at least once, though.
What's gotta happen at least once?
I mean, it happens. I think it happens in a relationship. You get blinded.
Oh, that's of course. That's the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, the whole beginning of the relationship. You're like, my gosh, this person's perfect. Oh my, there's nothing wrong. Everything is perfect.
Oh yeah, and would it be wrong for me to say that, like, okay, I'm in the beginning stages, but I'm kind of waiting for the honeymoon to, like, you know, not end so fast, but I just, like, okay, let me see what I don't like about you.
Yeah.
Let me see what kind of picks my nerve about you.
I think that's what makes a relationship healthy. If you're able to get to that point, survive through that point, and say, well, this irks the hell out of me about you, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna move past it. I can get over it because I love you and I care about you this much where that doesn't even matter.
I just want to be...
Love overrides all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, as hard as I fall, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? There's, like, here's me falling in love. And then there's, like, this reality. Reality's so low, but it's still there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it doesn't push the reality.
So you're ready to get back to reality?
I am. I'm just in a flux of, like, you know, still trying to get to know the person, mm-hmm. but also, I mean, I think I will probably get to see, once I get to see her, mm-hmm. or what things I don't like and what things I can deal with,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Because right now, there's not so much I don't really, you know, can't stand because I don't see her physically.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's another thing that kind of ties into what we're talking about. But,
yeah.
So, all right, here's the next question. Just how serious do I want it to be? Looking to date someone for fun, or are you ready to settle down?
Long time, exactly. That happens a lot, especially in, like, in between 25 and 30, where it's like some women are like, oh, I'm not dating anybody, but I'm kind of ready to settle down and blah, blah, blah. And some guys are just out there still having fun. So it's like if those two people meet each other, it's the right person, but it's not the right time because the girl's like, oh, I'm serious, I'm ready for a marriage, where's the engagement ring? And the guy's like, woo, let's go do this. Oh, let's go over here. Oh, I'm hanging with my boys, blah, blah, blah. And
there's nothing wrong hanging out
with your boys. There's nothing wrong with hanging out with your boys.
Shout out to my day one Negroes out there.
Negroes.
So, yeah.
So, let's throw this out there.
Yeah.
It was a topic that we talked about last night, but Dominique, I would like to know your thoughts on it.
Of course.
What do you think about a female proposing to the male?
Hold on, wait a minute. Say that one more time.
What do you think about the female or girlfriend proposing to the boyfriend?
I'm very traditional when it comes to stuff like that. So I don't think, I mean, if you want to do it, go ahead and do it. But I feel like that is what the man should do because he's the head of the household, and that is, I don't know, I just feel like that's what he's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. It's a process. You're taking my hand in marriage. So you talk to my father, who has my hand now and is helping guide me through life right now. You're asking him to give me your daughter, and I will help her get through the rest of her life. That type of thing. That's what asking your hand in marriage is. And I just feel like that's the man's part. If the girl is doing it, so she's going to him and saying, I want to help you get through the rest of your life. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't sound right. And being that, I think it's more the man being the head of the household and making the decision type thing.
You know, up until now,
if one of my girlfriends, go ahead.
But like up until now, when he just asked you that question, now it makes sense. Because last night I was like, yeah, sure, I say yes. But he said last night, he said that if a woman's asking a guy for his hand in marriage, what does that say about the girl? Not so much of a judgmental state, but it's like, you mean you got to talk him into, you know, marrying you in that sort of aspect? Mm-hmm. And I said I'd be flattered, you know what I mean? Yeah. However, the way you broke it down is like, that's deep. Like, yeah, you're still your father's, mm-hmm, until, let's just go ahead and say his name, Ronnie comes, mm-hmm, to your dad, is like, hey, look, I got this.
Yeah.
You know? So until then, like, you're still your father's until, you know, Ronnie comes along and asks a question,
and
or
man,
vice
versa. I mean, once you're 18, you're just kicked out the door.
Hi. So. Unfortunately, that happened to me too soon. But, we'll go into that. But,
I mean, if one of my girlfriends came to me, which that has happened before, now that we're talking about it, I've experienced this before. One of my girlfriends is like,
will you marry me?
No, she was like, I think I'm just going to ask him because he's not asking me and da da da. And I had to break it down. I'm like, Dad, do you realize how you sound? It's like, you can't. It's just not right. It's not the right order.
Or how much time, especially, you're wasting.
Wasting? What do you mean?
Meaning, like, you're wasting. One of the things he was talking about last night is, like, a woman is wasting their time. A woman's kind of like wasting their time, you know what I mean, with trying to wait for that guy to make that move, you know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm, another, that's where communication comes
in. Yeah, communication is key. However, I will say this. I was in a situation where I met a girl. We talked for 4 months. Mm-hmm. 4 freaking long months, right? I have to say that because, like, I was, normally I'm the 1 month guy.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, 4 months, that was a long time. Mm-hmm. That's, dude, fiending for some crack. You know what I mean? So, no. But after those 4 months, I was like, all right, we've done this. You know, let's move this to the next level. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm ready. You know, I'm just looking for a friend. I'm like, what the world? Yeah. You know what I mean? I just feel like, why waste all that time? You know
what
I mean?
That's part of it. You can't think of it like that.
Mm.
You can't think of it as wasting time. That's part of learning who somebody is. You don't want it to go too fast because then you might end up with a crazy monster and you didn't know because you're moving too fast. And you don't want to move. I mean,
everybody always says crazy. Like, we're, like
people
this,
are
like
crazy.
This.
Yeah, they're crazy.
I'm not saying there isn't.
Yeah.
But every time I have conversations like this, it's like, well, you don't know if they got a gun. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But
even though there's nothing wrong with having a gun, pro gun, oh, right here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
NRA in the place. All right.
That's another topic for another show.
Yeah. We don't talk about politics on this show. But no, I'm joking. But I definitely feel what you're saying. It's like one of those things when it comes to marriage. No, when it comes to engaging, asking for an engagement, right place, wrong time, wrong person. Like,
when it comes to engagement, I don't think engagement can happen at a wrong time.
What about getting married?
Married is different than engagement.
No, I shouldn't say engagement, but getting married.
Getting married at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Some people feel like, okay, so I dated this one guy what, a good 2 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And his thing, he kept saying to me, well, I don't want to take it any further right now because, first it was, I don't want to take it any further right now because I'm trying to graduate college. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. And after you graduate, I don't want to take it any further right now because I'm trying to complete my master's. Okay, whatever. Well, I don't want to take it any further right now because I'm trying to get into my career. And then after that is going to be something else. And then after that is going to be something else. And then after that is going to be something else. So there comes a point where you have to realize, where you have to just take the person that you love or take the person that you like in your hand and say, okay, I want to accomplish this, but I'm going to accomplish it with you. You can't just stop it and say, oh, I needed to get this done before I get married, or I need to get this done before I ask her to be my girl. I need to get this done before I ask her for engagement, because that's something that you can work to through together. In my head, that's how it goes. But some people think, I don't know, how you feel about it? Do you think there are certain things you need to have done before you ask for? I mean,
yeah, I mean, in retrospect, you have to have something. Like, you have to have a foundation. Like, you have to have something accomplished, I would say, when it comes to making that commitment. Like, there has to
be engagement
or marriage or whatever, or committing, period. Like, there has to be some goals accomplished. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I just did this. I just got this really nice job.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Accomplishment. You know what I mean? I just graduated.
But what about some people are take that to the next level, though.
Well, just keep on going with it?
Yeah, because if you're thinking that way, then there's always going to be something. There's never going to be a moment where you're not trying to accomplish something. Or at least there should never be a moment in your life where you're not trying to accomplish something. So if you're always saying, well, once I do this, then I'm going to.
I mean, I can.
Once that gets done, it's like, well, what if I had even better foundation and blah blah blah? It's
so
it's like a never ending to me. In my head, it's a never ending story.
Yeah, I think it's a little vague for women, mm-hmm. but for men, clearly
we have to have something.
You know, even in the Bible, mm-hmm. you know, Adam knew what he was called to do before he got his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that a man should know what he's called to do, at least, or be on the path of what he's called to do before even thinking about taking it to that stage with someone. Because then you get these guys who are husbands and they sit on the couch and play video games all day, and then the wives are like, but I thought I married someone who was ambitious and going after something, when the guy really didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
You know? So women, it's a little different sometimes.
And I feel, now that you bring that up, that it does make sense, because I would not want to be in a relationship and whoa, that's right there.
She put it on report.
That's what she said.
Whoa.
<Ba-da-bop>.
Be in a relationship with someone where I forgot my train of thought. What'd you say, Joshua? You were talking about
basically, he was saying,
okay, that microphone. Yeah, that microphone messed me up.
That microphone messed everybody up. So shout out to the microphone, you stupid.
So, and Joshua and his appropriate comment.
Yeah, so Adam knew what he was called to do.
Oh,
before.
Yes. So piggybacking off of that, as a female, you want... one of the biggest things is knowing that you're stable. I talked with one of my good friends a couple weeks ago about that. You want to know that that guy is stable. He's going to be able to provide for you and your family. So I do understand that. That's a huge, well, for me personally, that's a huge thing. I don't want to get into a relationship where it's like, oh my God, are we going to be struggling month to month? Are we going to be able to survive this together? That type of thing. You want to know that he's stable, has a good foundation. So I understand that.
And also,
I understand that.
And also, it comes down to the person you're with, too. the ride or die.
Yeah.
Are you still going to be there when the smoke is clear? Mm-hmm. Like, this...
Ride or die. That's a shaky, shaky, shaky phrase, man.
Well...
Because if Somebody that I'm dating goes and kills five people, and I know they killed them five people. Yeah.
Of course you would go there with what I said. When it
goes to that. But that's true. Like, even if it's not,
if we pull up to Walmart, he come running out the Walmart with
try.
There's a lot of people stuck in really like bad relationships because they're ride or die. You know?
Or they feel like they're
maybe out. I should have put it in this context. Yeah. Okay. Clarifying myself now. Hashtag clarifying. I would... Okay, perfect example. Tyler Perry said the reasons... One of the reasons why he does not have a woman or a wife is because he thinks that... Well, he's had occasions where some of the women were just after his money. Mm-hmm. He said it would have been easier for me to find a woman when I didn't have anything versus a woman... who has me now, but may look at my royalties and what I may have in some cases. Excuse me. But that's what I meant with the ride or die. Not Robin or Walmart, which I would never do that. no, but it's just one of those things. It's like...
I've seen people steal from Walmart.
My Lord, really?
I've seen TVs walk straight.
Oh, you want to hear a story?
I've seen TVs. This walk is straight out
okay.
Of Walmart.
First off, you and I have really bad attention disorder. Okay, but I really gotta share this story. Okay. So one day, I was living in New York. My mom and my sister were living together, right? And my sister and my mom. It's a really hot summer day, really, really hot. It's like so hot it's messing with the electricity. So my mom and my sister are at this Walmart over here by my house, right here by the studio. And they walk around, and the power goes out. Like, it's pitch dark. They're screaming. There's all these noises. The emergency lights come back on. Half of everybody who was in that store is now gone. And the electronic section was, like, sweet clean.
Really?
Yes, because everybody... Everybody stole something. But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Not at all. But however, comma, you have to, with this final word, you have to know with what you're looking for, first off. And second, you have to know to discipline yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to learn how to discipline your desires. Because sometimes our desires become sometimes hard to fight because we really want this to work. Really, we really want that person. You really want him to marry you.
That's
or I really
right.
want
That's
her.
Right
I really want her to marry me. You know what I mean? However, is that the right person? Now. Okay, yeah, is it that, and you don't know that. Yeah. You know what I mean? You don't know that until you go through the situation. Now, is that the wrong person? You still don't know that either. But now you have to look at the time you're in. Okay, if I'm having a hard time dealing with this, how am I going to be able to deal with this and deal with their problems too? Because not only do you take when you marry, mm-hmm. let's just break it down. Like, when you marry that person, you marry their problems, mm-hmm. you marry their family, and in some cases, you better hope you marry their credit score, and you better hope and everything is all hunky dory there. Mm-hmm. I feel sorry for the person, but you know, but you just marry them, you marry their life, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Their life is now your life, your response as a man. You're responsible for her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And as a
That's
woman...
That's why I don't understand the whole woman proposing.
Yeah. You would have been really cool with that topic that you came out last night, but no big deal. Yeah. No pressure. Mm-hmm. So, but with all that being said, folks, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. We went a little over time, but we had a nice topic, so we had a lot to say. We had a lot to talk about, and we all haven't seen each other in a while. Because Josh has been in New York. Mm. Josh was somewhere else. It's like, can you believe this guy? Like, can you believe this guy? I mean, can you believe this guy?
I can't believe it. perfect.
Well, I can't believe it. It's a good thing that he's not in this room right now.
Liberty University, shout out. Hashtag LU, go Flames.
Don't bring the wrath down.
But now that he's back, all of us are back as a happy family. So, shout out to Kirkland again. Y'all got some really good water. So, I mean, it's rather good. So, with all that being said, guys, learn how to love life and let life love. Because that didn't make any kind of sense what I just said. So, we're super, right? No, we're not super. We're not awesome. We're mega. We're the mega powers of radio. And this is the Tony Johnson Show. So, thank you guys, and we'll see you next week at the movies. I'm joking.